take a deep breath. Place a hand on your heart or your stomach. Wherever you notice anger most in your body, just notice it. Is it a tightness? A heat? Or a pressure? Whatever you feel, simply observe it without judgment. Breathe into that space and remind yourself, I am safe to feel this. When acknowledged, anger can become one of the most powerful fuels for hope and strength. Not a reactive, aggressive, or defensive kind of strength. But a deep, steady confidence. It's the kind of strength that gives us healthy control and agency to make good decisions. The sooner we notice anger and ask, "What is this signaling?" the sooner we can use it wisely. Often anger signals that a boundary has been crossed. Or a need has gone unmet. When we listen with self-compassion, anger becomes a teacher. Inviting us to act. Not in chaos, but with calm and clarity. Even Jesus, the most loving and secure person who ever lived, spoke up when necessary. He called out the religious leaders for being unkind, unjust, and hypocritical. His anger wasn't about destruction. It was about truth, love, and alignment with God's heart. Jesus showed us that speaking up is an act of love for ourselves and for others. Now take a moment and ask yourself, what is my anger revealing to me? Is it pointing to a boundary that was crossed? If so, what was that? Does it highlight an unmet need that deserves attention? What is that unmet need? How might I attune? Respond. and tend to that part of me. How might I communicate that need? Honoring our anger means pausing, listening, and taking steps to address what it's signaling. The more we practice this, the stronger you'll feel. Remember, each boundary we set is an act of self-honor. That ultimately honors ourselves and others. Each time we notice, pause, get curious about what our anger is signaling, and then speak up, respond, or choose a decision out of that calm and courageous place. We deepen our confidence and align more fully with our true identity in Christ. So take another final deep breath. Place your hand back on your heart. And say to yourself, I honor my anger. I listen to its message. I choose to act, respond, decide, communicate with courage and compassion. To meet the unmet need it signals. To respond instead of react. To set a boundary around my own self as I need. In a way that honors myself and others. And invites His heart and strength so that I can take the next step in love.